Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, February 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. As votes are counted in Iraq, Christians aren't silent. The Bible League begins phase two of tsunami relief outreach. And what do Ukrainian reforms mean for Christian adoptions? These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the votes are being counted in Iraq, Christians are still being threatened with violence. The threats aren't keeping them silent, though. According to Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, they've started churches, and now a pastor has created a new television program. Sat-7's Debbie Brink.
We met a pastor who is actually the chairman of the Council of the Iraqi Evangelical Churches, who has developed a program, and we're going to be airing it starting in February. So it's the first Christian program from Iraq to Iraq.
The media is focused on the violence, but there is good news.
We're seeing an openness that hasn't been there before, and more are watching Christian satellite television because they are not feeling safe to leave their homes in the evening with the war still continuing.
Pray that many will respond as they talk about issues from a Christian perspective. Next, food, shelter, medical aid, and locating loved ones were the critical needs following the tsunami. But that was phase one. Phase two is responding to the spiritual aftershocks, and the Bible League is helping with that. Survivors are being slammed by the recoil of grief and shock. They need answers. They need hope. They need God's Word. And the Bible League needs your help in providing Christians with Bibles who can point the survivors to Christ. A $4 gift is all it takes. Go to our website to get connected. You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation Mobilization's asking people to pray for their ship ministry. OM's newest ship, Logos Hope, is on its way to the shipyard to get a refit to get ready for ministry on the high seas. While the design work is now finished, funding is needed as the refit costs are coming in higher than expected. It's also going to take longer to complete, which could delay outreach events. Pray that God would provide the funding needed and that the refit work would go smoothly. Next, Ukraine's new president, Viktor Yushchenko, is moving ahead to put his country on a reformist footing. A part of that includes his request to be a part of the European Union. The question is, what will that mean for adoptions for Christian organizations like Bethany Christian Services? Bethany's Kristen Reuters.
I don't know that anybody's making predictions of the adoption process changing right now. I think that's too uncertain because of the newness of the elections. But families continue to adopt out of Ukraine, so the process is moving forward.
According to Reuters, the need is great right now.
We could place 2 to 3 each month if we had the families. Generally speaking, it would take about 12 to 16 months. It's something that a family is called to do.
Reuters says the greatest thing about adoption is being able to share Christ with a child who may not otherwise hear the gospel. And finally, while many people in Ukraine focused on the political crisis surrounding the presidential elections, Bible Mission International focused on Ukraine's forgotten children. They handed out gifts and aid supplies to 10 orphanages across Ukraine, reaching thousands of kids with the message of Christ. Bible Mission's Mark Remchesel.
That was just a great opportunity to express compassion and love to children and then to sit down and visit with them.
Bible Mission believes that everyone should have a Bible, but people's humanitarian needs must be met first. Remchesel says that's what they're doing.
So when we can come and be the hands of Christ to help relieve some physical sufferings, we see great opportunities to minister to people at both the physical and then the spiritual level. And it's because of this approach we have had great success in working with local evangelical churches to help them start new churches.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.